Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
I only bring it up
because you're a sicko.
Yeah, that a junkie for jersey collection. And what did they do?
Do you have a Sabres turd burger too?
I do have a turd burger that I gave to my younger siblings.
See,
so.
you couldn't hold on to that. You know what's in that?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Your ideas sometimes, man. I don't know what I... Sometimes I think, why am I here?
Well, I gotta keep the eyes open. Keep the eyes open.
Navy uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with the early 2000s.
Everyone, bring in Navy
everyone,
back.
Everyone
yep.
did it. You're gonna send me to therapy.
I need an adult.
You're gonna be the reason I go to therapy. At some point. And if friends are the ones sending you to therapy, isn't that the right way to go?
On WGR.
Yeah, they're not... I feel like it's not a true friendship unless one ends up being in an intensive therapy session.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome to your weekly therapy session. I mean, Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer. No Joe Kelly today, so I think my doctor is safe. But when you got to replace quality with quality, you make sure you do that. And yesterday I barged into Owen Parker's little cubicle there, and I said, we're talking a lot of hockey tomorrow. Are you in? And... well, I'll let him give you the answer here.
I'm right here. Here we go. I'm excited. We got hockey to talk about.
We got a lot of hockey to talk about, and it is fun, but sometimes I like to throw a little bit of the change up to start the show, and this is exactly going to be that. I will say it is interesting that we have a chance to do all of this here today, but sometimes nonsense comes up off the air, and we talk about it a lot. Owen, I know that anytime that I'd seen you in the past, it was oftentimes for just a bunch of random stuff. Like when I was part of the WGR Fantasy League and
right.
we were just hanging out there, or the 11-day power play. And Evan asked me something about this because we're a month away from taking the ice for the 11-day power play. And I do think that is something important to point out.
Yeah, super excited about it. It's going to be awesome. It's a great event every year.
Thursday, June 26th is when we play. at Harbor Center, 6 p.m. on a Thursday night. Nice, cool time. If you're downtown, make sure you come check us out. Watch us fail, except for Owen. He's really actually good.
Well, you know, I'm a few years removed.
You're a few years removed.
We've had a couple of warm-up skates. We're ready to go. I'm excited. Yes. It's
you know who's had no warm-up skates for an entire year? Me. Ooh. And I'm bad.
You got some stuff to work through there, Derek.
And I got a reputation to defend, though. As part of like GR staff, I am a leading goal scorer amongst people employed here.
Yes.
Not in the entire skate.
All right. Well, you're our tage here.
I have a reputation to defend. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
through the sheer power of, you know, will and the hockey gods will, you know.
That is something I have.
You're going to have the hockey gods on your side.
I am tenacious.
That's all you need sometimes.
I am tenacious. The on-air brand even follows through with that.
Yes, it does, certainly.
Annoyingly so for some people, and I understand that. Thursday, June 26, 6 p.m. at Harbor Center. You'll see the likes of myself, Owen Parker, out there. We've got Trevor Hauer skating with us from Traffic Command at WBEN.
Yep.
We've got Joe DiBiase and Josh Schmidt also joining you from the morning show.
Yep. We're going to have almost the whole morning squad there.
Almost the whole morning squad. We got to bully Jeremy skating now.
Yeah, get Jeremy to throw some skates on and see how he does out there.
And yet I know that, like, it's great because we also have people at this place. If you put skates on them, they'd be terrified.
Oh, I'd be terrified if I was on the ice with some of the people here with skates on.
One I've seen personally, the other I have not. I'm terrified to see what happens to Geary if we put skates on him.
Oh, man. That would probably be pretty gnarly, huh?
Yes. And the other one is Zach Jones.
Oh. But Zach
has become one of my closest friends, and there's absolutely video evidence on YouTube.
Oh man!
Of me getting him out on an ice rink.
Oh wow!
It's not good.
I'm gonna have to seek this out, as all our listeners now will as well. That sounds like a riot.
So, yeah, it was something. It was a project that we tried before the pandemic called the Raging Buffalo podcast.
Oh yes,
and then the episode was called Ice Up, Son, in honor of Steve Smith's words.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But Zach goes out on the rink and it's bad. It's tragedy almost on the ice.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He's like a child grabbing onto the boards the whole time.
Right, yeah, a little Bambi legs action going on.
Absolutely.
Just, you need like a full roll of clear tape on each ankle to keep the skates on him.
That probably was a good idea. We didn't do that.
Probably could have helped him out
there. That probably would have helped him out there. But like, also, I know, though, your father had skated in the past, especially with us for the 11-day power play.
Yep. The only time I ever got to play with him was in the 11-day. We were talking about that
earlier.
Got your
Gordie Howe moment.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was really great.
But, obviously, I've never seen Mike skate.
No, I don't think we ever will.
I don't think we ever will. I think I'd be terrified of Howard.
Ooh. He would just sit at the end of the bench like Ovi does. And he would just critique everybody that comes back.
He did that once.
He'd probably sit there. Like, he'd get out there for warm-ups, skates tied up, and then the second warm-up's end, he goes, finds his Ovi spot at the very end of the bench, he loosens the skates up, and then he's doormat. And he's just chirping the whole day. That's what I see for Howard.
Paul, I could see, like, absolutely unleashing some of the Iowa State skating ability,
Paul would dominate.
Paul would dominate most of us at this point.
Absolutely. We'll have to ask him about it later.
Ask him later at noon when we have Paul Hamilton on to talk about the Sabres, bringing in Jarmo Kekalainen. We've got Sarah Sivian on at 1 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit about the Carolina Hurricanes, a team that I may love to hate, but there's a lot of questions to ask about them, much like how Toronto has a lot of questions to ask about them. Carolina's got those too. They've got real struggles. They can't get over a certain hump at this point. And I'm very curious to see where the Hurricanes can go from there. And Sarah knows stuff for around the league. She's dialed in. It'll be nice to be able to talk with her as well.
Yeah, I was super psyched when you mentioned Sarah was coming on today. I've been a fan of her work for a lot of years. It's very exciting. We'll get to talk to her about all the goings-on in the NHL. We've got a lot of stories coming out.
And one of them
it's interesting.
Starts right here.
Yes.
Honestly. The Sabres yesterday making the announcement that they hired Jarmo Kekalainen, former Blue Jackets general manager, to join on to the staff as the team's senior advisor. Kekalainen would report to general manager Kevin Adams and be involved in all areas of the hockey department. Oh, and we had you on briefly for the Extra Point Show yesterday. And then this news dropped.
In the break, right after.
In the
after
break,
we finished,
as you're like grabbing stuff to get on out of here, you are then also fed the news after we are talking with Sal Mariana. And I was like, yeah, this will be good. This is perfect timing then, because that happened and we didn't have a chance to really go in that with you. Initial thoughts on what happened here yesterday with the Sabres.
I am impressed, excited. I'm very encouraged by this hire. I think it's about as good as you could have done for the position that you were hiring for in the Sabres, for somebody that wasn't gonna hold all the cards, make all the calls. I think it was, I had a hard time seeing them get even to a guy like Hekalainen. I thought it would be difficult to get an established NHL executive, GM, president, whatever, to accept coming in here and reporting to Kevin Adams and in this organization. Just, I thought they were going to have a hard time getting somebody to take that job. And Kekalainen is a guy that I thought about, and like many other ideas here, thought probably not going to happen. He won't want to come. And they made it happen. And I got to give him a lot of credit for that. I think it brings a level of respectability, a level of risk-taking, a level of accountability for Kevin Adams. He has to be conscious of what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He can't wheel around doing whatever he wants to do without bouncing ideas off of somebody. I hope that's at least the bare minimum of what Kekalainen will be for Adams. A sounding board. Here's what I'm thinking. What do you think? You've been doing this longer than I have. What advice can you give me? And that, to me, will be super valuable in a really important year for the Sabres, where you need to be ready to take risks. And that is something I think Adams has shown that he's hesitant to do at times. And Kekalainen comes in and reinforces that weakness for this organization. And I think it's a very solid, smart, strong move.
So we heard your initial thoughts, Owen. But if you have thought about it, guess what? Here's a chance to give a call. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. The numbers to call, as they always are. Sabres bringing in Jarmo Kekalainen as a senior advisor. Do you think this changes anything? Are you impressed? Are you disappointed? Are you even possibly, like, actually, like, why did they do this? The range of thoughts, we're here for them today. Anything is on the table as well. If you do want to try to talk about someone with the Bills, absolutely. We've got time for it as well. We've got a 3-hour show today, baby. Let's do this. For me, it comes down to this. I think that Jarmo Kekalainen is the perfect devil on the shoulder, or even like the Emperor Palpatine in the room for you.
Right.
If Kevin Adams has an idea for like an inkling of that aggression to actually go get something, I think Kekalainen's the perfect little push to the door to do so. The devil on your shoulder saying, do it. Emperor Palpatine saying, do it. Like, it's perfect. I think that that's a perfect marriage here, because he brings something that Kevin Adams has not shown as a general manager. The willingness to take the big swing, the big acquisition. Adams has made big trades. He's made big trades, though, that involve trading away the best player, never about acquiring the best player in a trade. Or if it is, it's a smaller trade. Honestly, we've seen his best work with one-for-ones. Hockey trades,
yep.
Things that should benefit each team, but never a true acquisition type where he's getting rid of prospects in order to acquire a bigger name.
Right. He's never reeled in a big fish using future assets.
Or even through free agency.
Right.
Which this year, if some things can hold up, there are massive names out there now, and it's not just Mitch Marner.
Right.
Sam Bennett might hit free agency, or Aaron Ekblad. The Panthers might have to make a decision on which one to retain. Brock Besser is out there. Nikolaj Ehlers. Brad Marchand, if he wants to try to bring up a moribund franchise if he wins another cup.
Right.
John Tavares, also out there. Matt Duchene. There are names abound this year. And obviously, the names that I'm listing, all of them cannot end up re-signing or not come available. Some will re-sign.
Yeah. Oh, there's always, you know, free agents that
there's always disappointments
get signed
with
before
a massive list like this.
Right.
But it's worth mentioning because it's perfect timing for, yes, go and get a Sam Bennett this year.
Right. And what you know, and Kekalainen has a track record of reeling in free agents like that. I mean, the big one that everybody's talking about is he reeled in Gaudreau. When Gaudreau became a free agent and everybody thought, oh, he's going to go out, play in Philly, play in New Jersey, back close to home. That Columbus signing, Gaudreau going to Columbus, was a huge surprise to everybody in the league.
It was and major waves.
Yarmo did that. Yarmo got him to come. That is a significant land. That's a difficult thing to do. There were other circumstances that caused Gaudreau to go to Columbus. There were a few other factors.
Chuck Fletcher looking at you.
Right, yes. And some things, I think, you know, Gaudreau had some family stuff also in Columbus that, mm-hmm. that worked out that, you know, some stuff came together for that to happen.
But it was also all of a sudden.
But you got to be able to, you know, finish that. Ring that in. And Yarmo did that, and he deserves credit for that. He's done it in trades and in free agency. And for the Sabres, as a team that is likely trying to make a bit of a splash and really sort of push themselves into that playoff picture, that is the kind of guy that you want around your team. And maybe it's good that he's not immediately having all the power in this situation, because he has made some questionable decisions in the past. He's not perfect. I like the hire a lot. I think he's smart. I think he's aggressive, but that aggressiveness can bite you. And so I think there's a chance that we find a really good balance here of Adams, who we all, I think for the most part, the fan base sees him as conservative. He makes good hockey trades, right? Mittelstadt, Byram, the Cousins deal. He's done well in that phase of the job.
Right.
What I think we as fans and we see him struggle making a tough, big decision. And I think you might meld those two minds together and get a really balanced, smart group there that can make good decisions. And I'm excited to see where they go.
And there's also a good track record of something that gets strengthened, as a matter of fact, with the acquisition of Kekalainen here for the front office. And that is, their drafting has been relatively solid at minimum. Like through the first couple of rounds, you see that the Sabres do end up bringing in players that can play almost relatively soon. And some of that has to say this something to the state of the roster, that as Zach Benson plays right away for this team, for example. But I watched Konstantin Helenius in the AHL power through a strong postseason, probably one of their better players. I think that he's even passed Rosén and Östlund in the pecking order already. I see a Yuri Kulik who has developed properly down there in the AHL. You can't tell me that Jarmo Kekalainen is going to hurt the draft record of the Buffalo Sabres at this point. No. As a matter of fact, I think that it will allow for things to get even better in terms of draft assets and everything like that. A lot of people are at trade number 9 overall. Trade the pick. Use it as a sweetener. Use it as something to help acquire something. I think Kekalainen helps in that realm as well, but also in the realm of, say they don't trade it. Say they don't find a deal that they use that 9th overall pick and they hold on to it. It's not the end of the world if they retain the selection, because one of the few things that I can absolutely trust Adams with is drafting in the 9 to 14 range.
Right.
And I could trust Kekalainen to help out with that.
Yeah, Kekalainen's got a solid draft history. There's, like anybody, there's some hits and misses. But I think that he will definitely not hurt the draft process. I don't know how involved he'll be considering the proximity to his hire to the draft. There's a chance away, that he'll be limited in terms of his input for the draft itself. That'd be an interesting thing whenever we hear from one of or both of Adams and Kekalainen to hear him speak about how involved he'll be in this year's draft process for the Sabres. But he definitely has a strong history. He's had some late round picks that have worked out really well, mid, and he's hit on a lot of early guys. He drafted Zach Werenski. That's a really, really good defenseman. He just drafted David Juracek, was one of his last picks.
That's right.
As Columbus general manager. I think that might have been 9th overall as well. And I think it's really gonna help strengthen the collective decision-making process of the Sabres organization.
And you mentioned, though, like some of the players that he's brought in, there's also some that have flown under the radar a little bit. Kirill Marchenko, a second-round pick for Columbus.
Really good player.
He has become one of their top players already on the forward court, at the very least. Now 24, making himself known in the league circles a little bit there. Adam Fantilli looks like he's finding it. And that's a player that they got to pick him early, but it is still, you got to hit on those things. Hopefully you see a little bit more from Kent Johnson. He's getting more comfortable in his game. But absolutely, you can look at this group that he's put together over the years, and it's not an accident that Kekalainen oversees the four most successful seasons in Columbus franchise history. Something to remember, when he is originally hired in 2013 to the Columbus Blue Jackets, they are unadulterated cheeks levels of bad.
They were a disaster.
They made the playoffs once in their entire franchise's history, and they had Rick Nash.
Right.
Kekalainen turns them into a regular playoff team. Not the greatest postseason success after that.
Yeah.
So there is a certain plateau that he hits. But he does have them there. He does get them to the postseason. He does try to, with one series in particular, one year in particular, in 2019, he gets in aggressively and he goes in on it.
Right.
He, with knowing Artemi Panarin and Sergei Bobrovsky, they are walking out the door at the end of the season. I can't trade them now. I could trade them now and I can get everything in the world for them. But they also have no moves at the end of their contract here, so they can dictate where they go. I might limit my return, or I could go all in, storm into the playoffs, and see what happens. Oh, I'm not only just going to do that and hold on to these guys, I'm going to go get Matt Duchene, too, just for the fun.
Right. I think that decision in – what year was that again?
It was 2019.
2019, right. That decision to double down – knowing you're likely losing your two top players to free agency after the year and going, I'm not going to try and trade these guys. I'm going to try and win the cup right now, is the perfect encapsulation of the kind of aggressive decision-making that Jarmo Kekalainen is known for. And I think, I keep saying it, I think that's a positive thing to combine with Kevin Adams' style. And I think it's something that's needed for this team. And I think it's something that will help this team if he's allowed to have the kind of input that will lead to those kind of decisions once in a while being made. And I think that's an interesting discussion too. Like, how much is he going to influence where the Sabres go, the kind of decisions the Sabres make?
And that's exactly what I think about when I say the perfect devil on the shoulder.
Exactly.
If Adams is thinking about making some sort of aggressive move, Kekalainen's going to turn it from not a bad idea to we absolutely got to do this.
And that, I think, there have probably been times in Adam's tenure, I'll go with definitely been times, he's been here for a long time already, right?
6 years now.
That he's thought, I have a move on the table. I don't know if this is risky. Do I want to pull the trigger? And maybe all he needed was a little nudge off that ledge. And maybe that's what Kekalainen can provide him. And maybe that's the kind of turn that this organization needs to break out of this indescribable slump that they've been in for the last 14 years.
For any younger listeners, for example, though, I think of the Kermit meme.
Yes.
The hooded Kermit meme of just do, like, again, it's a Palpatine sort of thing, like, do it. That's exactly what I think of Kekalainen at this point. He is the devil on the shoulder that, oddly enough, I trust with the aggressive type move or aggressive acquisition that I think the Sabres have been lacking. And honestly, it was my biggest problem 2 years ago, sitting in these chairs. Anyone looking at the Sabres after they finished 1 point out, what was the thing that you wanted them to do? Go get somebody. Go get someone. Add to this core. You have a bunch of prospects. You have a chance to augment this core that looks like they're one of the young, promising up-and-coming teams in the National Hockey League. You have a chance to make something real happen here. And then they come away in the offseason with Connor Clifton and Eric Johnson. okay, sure, you're banking in a lot on the youth of this team. And then they proceed to, that's the best way to say this. That season was a wet, leaky fart that runs down the leg of Sabres fandom.
It was tough. It was tough.
We were excited, and then the next thing you know, you're like,
it's all ripped from you.
We need to change our pants. This is great. Awesome. What do you mean I have to sit in this for the whole year?
Right.
And that's what happened.
Yeah. And I think that a lack of move in that same lane, you can think about this year, the 13-game losing streak. I don't think Jarmo Kekalainen's letting the Sabres lose 13 straight without doing something.
You do something.
And I think that that is one of the biggest points of frustration, if we're talking about this year for the Sabres, was that nothing happened in that time. When you were still alive, it was early enough, you're still alive. If you pull up out of this, you can survive and you can still make a push. And they just sat in it.
I love that you're the one sitting here and you're the one that said this, because I thought immediately of, if we had the cameras on, which is your function with the morning show,
yeah,
you would have seen my face beam the minute you brought up the 13-game losing streak, because the perfect role of an advisor is to go to the man you report to and say, we can't sit and do nothing.
This is unacceptable.
This is exactly what Kekalainen is here for, to not repeat the mistakes of the past. And Adam said publicly, I should have done something during that losing streak. I should have done something. He realizes a regret. A senior advisor that has worked in the National Hockey League for a very long time, including as a general manager for 11 years, is going to tell you, you're making a mistake.
Right.
We need to do something different. Taking pop culture, for example, like Game of Thrones, like the small council, they tell you, hey, we need to do something. We need to do this. You're making a mistake. We have to do something. Okay, what? Becomes the counter question. And that's what Kekalainen should be there to do.
Right. So checks and balances.
Checks and balances. But also, more or less saying, hey, we've been a little quiet. And I know X team is looking to unload some player. This is a chance to do something. This is a chance to go after it. And I do think that that is something to behold as, that's what makes us feel a little warm and fuzzy on the inside right now. April showers are bringing more May showers, but that doesn't mean that I can't feel good about this. That's perfect. The fact that you bring that up is exactly what this role is created for. If Adams is not doing something properly, or he needs to question it, for example, he has people to go to ask, what should I do?
Right.
And yes, there is the original belief that if you have a general manager that needs that assistance, maybe he shouldn't be the general manager at all.
That's a different conversation.
And I understand the school of thought, but it's also not the reality that we're sitting in.
Exactly.
It is. This is where we are. Adams is still the general manager. At the end of the day, through hell or high water, it is his job. But now he has someone that he should be able to trust to tell him if there's more that needs to be done.
Yep.
803-0550, the number to call. How you feeling about this? Does it move the needle for you? Does it not? Are we wrong to feel warm and fuzzy about this? Are you sick of the rain? We can talk about anything and everything on the dial here. Paul Hamilton coming up at noon, Sarah Sivian at 1. Sports Talk Saturday here with Derek Kramer and Owen Parker today here on WGR.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I think the two best things he brings are, one, the willingness to take swings and take a risk, right? Like, we have seen the Blue Jackets go all in. You think of those past deadlines when they knew there was a chance of Bobrovsky and Panarin leaving, and they went, you know what? We're going to go all in this year while we can. And I think the fact that he'll have that vision to take a risk and then actually commit to it is something we don't always see with general managers. They hem and haw a little bit too much. So I think that's something the Sabres can use.
Shayna Goldman on with Sabres Live, talking about Jarmo Kekäläinen and saying the thing that a lot of people are liking about the hire, the aggression for the senior advisor to Kevin Adams.
It's the first thing we talked about.
It's the perfect devil on the shoulder saying, do it. You want to do something aggressive? Let's do it. That's fun. And I think it's what it is for me that makes me feel so good about this. It's fun. It's fun to go and do something. It's fun to do that. Sometimes you have mistakes or regrets when you have your fun looking at you, Tim Murray. Sometimes you wake up and go, where the hell am I? Why is my phone dead?
Right. Find yourself in some
These are
spots.
Not my shoes. Like, that's what Tim Murray did. Tim Murray's fun was you wake up and you're like, I have no idea where I am. But there is something to having a little bit of aggression, going and getting a player, and with the free agency that's about to stare at everybody in the National Hockey League, having someone that's a go-getter is not a bad idea. Having someone that manages to bring Johnny Gaudreau to Columbus, that's a good person to have in your corner right now because the Sabres are a really hard sell.
Yeah, and it's I would like to point out the similarity in market between Columbus and Buffalo.
Go for it.
Those are two teams that are on almost every no-trade list in the league, right? That's what, you know, Adams talked about. No palm trees, taxes are tough.
Which, I love the quote nowadays because there's enough players talking about income tax-free states.
Yeah, we can get into that too. But they're like, I think that his ability to find those sort of moves that matter like that will just add such a different level of aggression. Aggression's a word I keep using, and I almost feel like it's too harsh. It's a willingness to take a chance on a move that you don't know is going to work, but you know you can make it happen, even in a market like Buffalo, like Columbus, that you don't have attractors that are outside of your organization. You're not going to draw a lot of people to Buffalo because you take them to Canal Side. It's cool.
It's neat.
But it's just not the kind of city that's a magnet for professional sports players. And I think that Yarmo found a way to bring in big-time, big-name players to a very similar small market in the Northeast in Columbus that will prove beneficial in Buffalo.
And again, this free agency does have a lot to do with something like that. And I think this is a better time than any to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Casey in Youngstown. Casey, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well. I woke up this morning wanting to play Fantasy GM.
Yes.
And I've got a good idea. Probably people will disagree, but whatever. I think I'm taking the highest offer I can on Paterka, whether that's players, roster player, whatever, since we have to give him a contract, whether it's a bridge deal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking the biggest swing I can at Marner. I think Marner might be a bit of an offensive upgrade on Paterka, and neither one of them are going to be, you know, high on the back jack and, you know, that type of player like Alex Tuck. But I think for like a one-for-one type of swap and whoever you're going to get from Paterka, I think that's a really good start at upgrading this team for next year. Because you got to – I don't want to blow up the whole team, but I want to blow up that core a little bit. And I think Jack Quinn's another player that – I would be looking to move on from as soon as possible.
Casey, I appreciate it. And actually, hold on a second here, because I have said this multiple times now. I think that your order of operations is the one thing that I would change. I'm willing to trade J.J. Paterka, but I need it in blood first, that we get Mitch Marner secured here first in order to have that safety net.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so Casey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. That's perfect, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what I've been saying is, I'm comfortable trading Paterka if and only if I've got Mitch Marner secured. If Jarmo Kekäläinen can help, first of all, if Kekäläinen assists Kevin Adams, or even if he doesn't assist Kevin Adams in getting Mitch Marner, Owen, you know how much I've talked about this. Everyone's probably heard me at this point talk about this. If they get Mitch Marner, I'm going to be insufferable. I don't want to promise that I'm not. But I'm going to try to do a backflip for the first time in my life on this floor, and it would probably not work. So you don't get to hear me be insufferable. But from a hospital bed, I will say everything, if I told you so, to anyone that is willing to listen, to the point where the doctors will kick me out and wheel me out of the place.
Yeah. I definitely think the point you made about the order of operations being critical there is the biggest issue with Casey's idea. You need to be sure that you're not trading away Paterka before you have a replacement for Paterka, unless you're getting a replacement for Paterka in the trade. I don't think you're going to end up better subtracting Paterka's 68 points
mm-hmm.
without adding a pretty significant amount of offensive production to replace it.
And it does not have to be Marner in particular either.
No, I don't. I'm
willing to trade Paterka if, say, they bring in Nikolai Ehlers. But that's still a piece. Sabres Twitter nailed it on the head years and years and years ago when they were like, we really like Jason Zucker. That sounds like a great idea. And even now, Jason Zucker, at the age that he is, still performed pretty dang well according to expectation. Sabres Twitter, for years now, has been on Nikolai Ehlers.
Yep. I like the player. He's a facilitator.
For the second time, bring the prodigal son home.
Yeah. I think if you can make a shakeup that involves moving Paterka out, I don't love the idea. I really like Paterka. I think mm-hmm. he's a extremely dynamic offensive star. I think he's a star. I think if this team becomes what we all want it to become in terms of playoffs and eventually contenders, J.J. Paterka is the kind of B-level star that you need and want on a Stanley Cup contending team. To me, he feels very much like Willie Nylander in Toronto. Not a lot of defensive mindfulness or maybe some effort or attitude questions at times, but undeniably productive offensively will help your team.
Yes, and I do think that there's something to be said about that. The other part to the call was Mitch Marner is better defensively than people give him credit for.
Yeah.
Do I think he should be getting Selke votes? Maybe not. But I do think that he is, in his own end, at least responsible. He's not Pat Kane.
100%.
So that's the other thing. Like, Mitch Marner, he is someone you can trust to play on your penalty kill, as a matter of fact.
A lot of teams would pay him a lot of money and will pay him a lot of money to be on their number one penalty kill unit.
Yeah. He has. Mitch Marner is someone you can play in those tough situations with a minute left and trust him. And he's got the speed to do it.
I think that Marner is he's effective defensively in a different way than many fans are prepared to admit is effective. He's not a big, heavy body that gets in the way. He's one of the greatest hockey minds in the game right now. He understands where passing areas are, where you want to keep players. He understands how to consume space even with limited size and with a good stick that really limits other offensive stars' abilities to make the kind of plays that they want to make because he knows how to make them. That's what makes him effective. He's very, very aware of what other players are trying to do, and you can see him kill a lot of plays, not in a fashion that many fans are used to in just pinning a guy on the boards, having your D come in and help, strip the puck, and you're out of your zone. Mm-hmm. He knocks pucks out of the air, deflects passes out. That's his defensive game. It's just a little minor point about Marner. If you want to talk about him defensively, you got to recognize his individual style as a defensive.
It's almost like skill-based defense.
It is, 100%.
And it's weird to say it like that because that's typically not what you think of. But, again, Marner still is the face of the ideal. He is the face to, I need the Sabres to do something aggressive in free agency. Kekalainen helps the vision that I've had. Marner's the face to it. Do I realistically expect the Buffalo Sabres to get Mitch Marner? No, I don't think that at all. I would be foolish to think that there's a better than like 1% chance that they actually do this. That said, it's not zero.
And it would be a complete organizational shift.
But it's also the face of the ideal.
Right.
When I was talking about Myles Garrett to start the NFL offseason, it was the face of the ideal. I need them to improve their pass rush in any way possible. They need to get a bigger name in here, someone that is productive to do so. They don't get Garrett, obviously. He signs a massive extension with Cleveland. I hope Cincinnati wins 6 games this year because they don't know what they want to do with Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
It's just, there's too much. All right, we're going to squeeze this call in here. Rich in Lakeview, we're up against it. So what you got for us?
Yeah, man, I think this reeks of Eddie Murphy's coming in America. We got an assistant to the assistant manager. Ultimately, man, I think this comes on the players. I think it's life according to Shorzy. I'm an old style guy. You know, I think you were more upset when my Kaz Chiefs beat your Buffalo Bisons at Nichols than any one of these guys in the locker room who just, like, it's 3 hours before I get to 40 Thieves. I mean, can this guy change the locker room culture? Because it doesn't matter who we cycle. They don't set the tone. Like Shorzy says, they don't like to win more than they hate to lose. Mm. And until I can see a foot put down, I thought Lindy was going to change it. Man, you've been in high-level locker rooms. What the heck is going on with these guys?
I think
Rich, thank you, by the way.
Yeah, good call. I think that there is absolutely a large part of the struggles for the Sabres that does fall on the players. That's undeniable. But I think that there's a big stink on this organization that I think it makes it difficult for players to feel invested in the way that they need to be and can be if the environment provides what it needs to provide. And I think if you are able to do that, I think Yarmo could help do that. I think you can get that desire to win out of these players.
I think an aggressive move also sells to the team, we do believe in you.
Right. I think that also
could. That also could do that. So, Rich, appreciate the call, though. We're up against it. We got to get going here. Come back. Booty cheek of the week. Find out what we're pointing the target at here. And having a lot, there's a lot to ridicule. Certain coaches eliminated from the conference finals, for example. A certain NLL team talking and writing a cash that they couldn't quite check. Plenty of it on the options available here coming up next on WGR.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh yeah, you know the music. You know what it is. You know what the segment is. And Owen has never done this segment.
I'm excited to take part.
It is the booty cheek of the week. It is every Saturday, and it's at this segment, the 11:50 segment, that we point something out that has happened in sports. Something where someone said or did something enough to where ridicule should be dished upon them, and I'm going into the unlikeliest of places, the NLL. 1 week ago, the Bandits were playing for the championship. Game 3 was that afternoon a week ago. And in watching that game, it was a coronation in the second half. So why am I bringing this up as the booty cheek of the week? The Saskatchewan Rush talked some smack, and the Bandits made them have to walk it back through an entire half of play in the winner-take-all.
Yeah, there's not much better than when you hear your opponent saying that they're going to win, and then you win.
Yeah.
It's about as good a feeling as there is on the planet.
And also, not just the fact that they won, it's how they did it, winning going away. For players to say, yeah, no, we're taking the championship, and then another saying, oh, the fans, they can't set the pick. You better win if you're going to say that stuff, man. You don't attack the league's most rabid fan base and then lay down and die in the second half.
Let it happen.
You cannot do that. Like, both things cannot happen. If you go down swinging, you lose by one goal, fine. Like, you don't really have this get back coming at you. Instead, it's a beatdown.
Yeah,
and I've got Ian McKay on the mic saying, that's a nice pick you guys set. Like, absolutely remembering, no, you guys talked some stuff and we remember it. We know it's here and you didn't succeed.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, we put you down.
Hard.
So kudos to the Buffalo Bandits.
Indeed.
It's another, also, the segment was a nice way for me to shoehorn it in. No, the Bandits did some awesome things last week. And if we have a little bit more time to talk about it, we will. But I wanted to point out, man, Saskatchewan, that's a bad look. That is not a good time. You guys, like, the team did not have a good time in the second half. It's almost as if you don't say those things. You don't write the check that your tush can't cash. And that's exactly what happened.
Unfortunate stuff, but,
The
NLL remains Buffalo's league.
I'd say you hate to see it, but from where we are sitting, no, I do not hate to see it.
Love it.
You also know what I love?
What's that?
Talking to Paul Hamilton.
Oh,
which is what we will also do coming up next. Well, I already spoke with him yesterday. Why not bring him back?
Let's do it.
As the Sabres, this Kekalainen stuff, NHL playoffs, anything that we want to talk about with Paul is going to be on the docket here coming up next on Sports Talk Saturday.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.